This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block, and we begin this hour with the wildfires raging across Southern California. More than a dozen fires are now burning. Some 1,500 homes have been destroyed. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has called on the National Guard for help, and President Bush is now planning to visit the area on Thursday. As we've been reporting, hundreds of thousands of people have been evacuated. Among them is Janet Sperber. She owns a horse ranch in Ramona, that's inland, north and east from San Diego. Late last night, she drove to the Del Mar Fairgrounds along the coast. There, Janet Sperber says her horses joined at least 2,000 other large animals.
Some stalls have two horses in them. My brother, in one stall, he has two llamas and two goats. People are just cramming them into stalls, you know, two horses, and usually these stalls are for one animal.
So people knew if they have large animals, horses, whatever, that they should go to the Del Mar Fairgrounds. That would be the best place.
Well, actually, the TV kept saying to go to the Lakeside Rodeo Grounds. And I, from past experience from the Cedar Fire, knew that when everyone went in that direction, they had to re-evacuate a second time around, which is very chaotic. So I got three horses into my stock trailer, and I came to the Del Mar Fairgrounds because in the past they have used that as an evacuation center. And then, of course, I got my three horses in stalls, and then I turned around and headed back to Ramona, and the roads were closed, but I had more horses.
Oh.
And so I did sneak in through a burning area with flames and embers, and the emergency vehicles were going down this windy, curvy road, and fire trucks were staged to try and keep the flames back, but I just kept going. I don't know what drove me to do that.
And what happened when you got there?
Well, I got two more horses out, my two stallions, and you could see the fire coming up through the rangeland area, and I got out of there, and they would not allow me in to get the last horse that was there. It's just heartbreaking for me.
Do the animals have everything they need now?
Yes, yeah, they've make it available so you can get shavings here, and I've ordered hay, and all the horses seem to be real quite well safe. And I was one of the few, I think, that stayed all night, which I did because the fire, they say, is burning directly here.
Right. Well, that's what I've been wondering about. I thought Del Mar was evacuated already.
It is. Everything's evacuated around us, from what I understand. I haven't left here since I got here, but the National Guard's here now. And they say they're going to take a stand. They're going to save this place. They feel they have a very good clearing around it, that the buildings are concrete and it has metal roofs. It would be very chaotic if they tried to evacuate this many horses.
Mm-hmm. So you're staying right there outside the stalls.
I'm right in front of them. I have my truck and trailer here. And I'm not moving until I know we're all safe.
Well, Janet Sperber, we appreciate your talking to us today about all this. Thanks very much.
Oh, thank you.
Janet Sperber speaking with us from a barn at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. She also lost an avocado and pomegranate grove in that fire in Ramona. Eugenia Willis is from Eastlake in San Diego County. She was watching the news last night and decided to evacuate to San Diego's Qualcomm Stadium.
I had my car packed by about 9 o'clock last night, and I was hoping that it wouldn't, you know, come to pass, but it did. And I just got in the vehicle and drove away.
Ms. Willis, could you see the fires from your house?
Unfortunately, yes, I could. The hills right behind me, you could see the flames, not smoke, orange and red flames right along the ridge.
So you spent the night, most of the night anyway, at Qualcomm Stadium there in San Diego.
Yes.
What was it like? How many people are with you?
At that time, maybe 10 or 11,000 people out here when I got here about 1:30 in the morning or so. Now the place is practically full, and I would say maybe about 20 or 25,000 since early this morning.
Where did you sleep?
In my car. I slept in my car. I came in and they told me, you know, relax if I wanted to get out and use restrooms for washing. I could use the stadium restrooms, you know, if I wanted to sleep in the stadium. You know, they had blankets and pillows if you didn't have your own. It could be worse. You know, I got to take my blessings where I can.
Well, Eugenia Willis, all the best to you. Thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thank you. Thank you. Take care.
Eugenia Willis spoke with us from Qualcomm Stadium in San Diego.